Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat a bit about what is coming up in the stars for the weekend. Totally forgot to turn my phone off. There we go. So happy Friday, everybody. Can you believe it? It's a Friday again. I love it. It's a weekend. And that means we're going to have a lot to talk about as we move through with the energy for today, tomorrow, Sunday. And because the full moon occurs so early in the morning on Monday, we're actually going to take a little bit of time and talk about that as well. Because by the time we come on air on Monday morning, the tale is told, right? The full moon is done and on its way back to its new phase. So good morning to Michelle and Lynn. It's great to see you, ladies. Ashley, nice to see you. And Vanita, good morning to you as well. If we have time, we will do a couple of card readings today as well. And I have my two trusty decks sitting next to me. Good morning, Linda. I was thinking about you this morning, wondering what you've been up to this week because I hadn't seen you. And Colleen, good morning to you. And Mimi, good morning. Mimi's working in the gallery this morning. Yay, surrounded by beauty and art. Love it, love it. What a great way to end your week, Mimi, or the work week. Not necessarily the week, but... All right, so shall we dive in? I hope some of you got to listen in yesterday to the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Summit. I was on at 1 p.m. Pacific time yesterday. If you registered for the summit and you did not get to listen live, you will be able to get it from the recording. I don't know that all the recordings are up yet, but as soon as the summit is over, for sure, you should be able to use your link, the one that they emailed you yesterday, to join in on the recording of each of the 11 seminars or summit talks that you registered for. So I had a lot of fun talking to my friend Cornelia. We had a great chat around human design, how to change what is in our minds as it looks like from our human design charts. So I hope you guys will, even if you haven't, there are still some talks going on through the 16th, so you can still register. So if you haven't had the chance yet to do that, go to the site. It's changeyourmind.us and register. You'll then still be able to gain access to the recordings. And it's free. Why not do this, right? You can listen, save them and listen to them later. You know, those long summer nights, you could just plug in something and listen to these talks. I thought they were really well done. So Patricia, hello. She says, great show yesterday. I don't know if you're talking about yesterday's morning show or the afternoon deal, but I got to tell you, there's a feeling I have now of freedom. It is the last obligation that I had placed myself in, and the summit that is, and now I'm feeling like my decks are cleared to write the programs that I've been really wanting to write. So expect maybe a lull from me and then an explosion of a bunch of stuff as I'm trying to organize myself around what comes next, right? And I know what comes next. It's just about getting that written up and ready to go for everybody. So I'm really excited for that. The rest of the summer, I have no major obligations other than to get my dimensional astrology program written up and some other things that I want to be able to share with everybody here. So let's dig in. Today, the moon is in Scorpio. So things are intense and passion is in the air and we're digging deep and we may be triggered because of that very fact. Today, the moon is making quite a few connections to other planets, kind of testing the waters, if you will. And most, well, all of them, all five of the moon's connections today are positive ones. The moon is in a trine to Mercury, Neptune, and Mars. So you know that that means Mercury, Neptune, and Mars are also combining together somehow as well. And then the moon is in a sextile, a 60-degree angle with Saturn and Pluto. So a sextile tends to take us to where our gifts and our talents get exposed, right? We're able to use them to move through whatever the energy is that the moon's providing. The moon in this case is providing the depth and the intensity of Scorpio, the passion of Scorpio. And it would be focused then into the Saturn-Pluto area of the chart Capricorn, where we are in the process of restructuring, right? Letting go of the old or destroying in some sense the old in favor of building something more sustainable and more in alignment with our truths, right? So it can feel like we are making headway today in some respects, but there's also some other little kinks. What do they say that? How kinks in the ironworks, let's say. And those are because Mars is still trining Neptune today, and then moves from that trine to Neptune onto an opposition with the planet Saturn. Now, you know, the trine is a smooth flow of energy. An opposition is sort of two planets pulling, you know, maybe in opposite directions. So you can think of, you know, when you're pulling on a bungee cord, right? And you, or a rubber band, and you've got it pulled as far as you can, each side, you know, applying pressure. So Saturn, in this case today, applying pressure on the side of restructuring and being conservative and being sustainable, and Mars on the other side in Cancer doing his level best to take us forward in some ways. The energy of Cancer, though, kind of is sideways. Remember, it kind of has that sideways crab motion and doesn't come at something head on. And so Mars is also slowed down a bit. So we may be facing obstacles today. We may be facing a reality, and I'm quoting that reality because sometimes we give over our power to what we think is a reality in our lives. And I'm not suggesting you don't be real. I'm not suggesting that there aren't real, you know, things that could possibly pop up in our world that in the real world that create an obstacle or a stumbling block of sorts. But the reality of that is you always have a choice about how you handle that obstacle or that test of your resolve to move forward with your goals. So, for example, yesterday after I was done with the summit, I was free, right? What was I going to do next? And I had all of these things that I wanted to do. It's like have too many things that you know want to do. And what I ended up doing first, which saved my bacon, is I went outside and I sat down in one of my lounge chairs and I meditated. I grounded myself because I'd been so worried about getting the talk over, getting it prepared, getting it delivered, that I hadn't really had time yesterday to just, you know, come in and ground myself. So I did that first. So we have tools. We have tools in our world that help us to get ourselves grounded and ready to move forward and to be able to go through whatever may be showing up in our outer world, whatever standing in our way. So let's make something a little bit clearer here. So we have Mars trine Neptune. This is where we're looking for meaning, the deeper meaning in our experiences. So in the idea of everything that's been going on in your world, the good, the bad, and the ugly, what is the meaning here? What we're looking for, that deeper meaning. And then that transitions a little bit later in the day over to the Mars opposition Saturn, where we're then facing maybe the tests and the obstacles to moving forward. So here's a really good opportunity, especially because we're in, you know, the waning phase of the moon, or the, how would we say this? We're culminating to the full moon. And it's a great time then to assess where you are, where you've been focused. Is it where you really should have had your focus? And not as a means to beat yourself up and say, oh God, there I go. I got myself all engaged in this stuff and, you know, wasted a bunch of time. Nope. I don't want you to go there. I want you just to assess what you've been focused on. And is it what you want to stay focused on as you move forward? And if it isn't, then what do you want to focus on? That's what you have is the ability right now. In a couple of days, Mars is going to oppose Pluto, and you're going to be empowered. If you do this work now, if you do this work and you move through the opposition of Mars to Saturn, then when Mars becomes opposed to Pluto, then it's not going to be so painful for you to let go and move in a new direction. I hope that makes sense to everybody, because we're all doing this on some level. It might be happening on the spiritual level. There might be beliefs or, you know, sacred cows. We've used that word a lot this week, that you've been holding on to, that you want to let go of, that you want to move you know, beyond. It could be something that's going on in the mental realm, in your thought processes. How have you been thinking? What have you been thinking? What are you focused on? And maybe you need to let go of something there and move forward. Maybe it's happening on the physical level where you've been in an environment that doesn't support you, or you've been around people that aren't supportive of you, and you have to reassess, is this where I want to be? And finally, it could be happening on the emotional level. And I suspect for quite a few of you, it may be standing right there in that emotional level where you need to work through the emotions that you've been holding on to. What's been, you know, in your body and in your emotions that you've got to assess, decide if it's worth keeping. Is it joyful? Does it make you feel good? Because if it doesn't, it's time to let it go, right? Move it on out. And if we can do this, right, then we go into the full moon on Monday morning, very, very early here, my time, like 1:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning for you all on the East Coast. And if you guys are in England, it'll be more like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. I meant Europe, England, yes, but Europe, at least the West Coast, GMT, UT time. It happens early in the day. Right. So we have this building opportunity to release, right, and let go of. How's everybody feeling about that? Let's see here. Jacqueline, hello. Happy Friday to you too. Linda says, been very busy, sold office building. Yay! That's so cool. You need those funds. That's awesome. And everybody else doing good? Check in with me and let me know how you're doing. So that was all just about what's going on today. And you know what? I totally forgot about the Pleiadian calendar this morning. First of all, rhythm is off for me today. I don't know if it's off for anybody else, but I woke up. It was like 6:15 and I got up and I don't know what the heck I was doing. All of a sudden I realized, oh my God, I only have 30 minutes to get my hair done, put my face on and make sure I'm all ready. It was too funny. And I'm like, where did the day go? I just don't know, but it's okay because I still made it here on time. And, but I didn't get to do the Pleiadian thing. So let's look at that really quickly. So yesterday we had three moving, and wasn't that profound to see how many people, somebody hit me up after the show and said that they were also in this, I think it was you, Patricia, that, you know, also in this process of packing and moving, or in some ways moving forward, right? That energy of moving had been profound in people's lives. Today is for transcending, and transcending, I love it. So what are we moving beyond? What are we moving beyond? Transcending to me is about moving beyond. Let's see what transcending is here in the calendar. Ah, this is the Mayan symbol Chimi or Kimi, which is represented by a vulture and or a death mask, and transcending differences and letting go of what no longer serves. I'm really flabbergasted. Every day, this is just so amazing to me how the energy of the astrology of the day meets up with the energy of the Pleiadian earth energies. So we have the four, which is foundation. This brings stability, and it's best to focus on your foundations, right? What are you focusing your attention on, right? And then transcending, meaning letting go of and shedding whatever isn't there that serves you. Cool. All right. So that's today. Let's look at Saturday and see what's going on for Saturday. Saturday's actually kind of a quiet day astrologically. We have the moon in Sagittarius, right? By the way, let's go backwards for a moment, because today, later in the day, the moon is turning void of course. And that'll be at 12:46 p.m. my time, so 3:46 p.m. for you all on the East Coast. That is going to slow down the roll of the day, right? Where if you have things to do, if you have errands to run, things that you must do, meetings or something new that you want to impulse to start, get it done earlier in the day, so that when the moon's energy begins to move into the void, that you're not left like, oh, like a deflated balloon, right? I no longer have the energy to do this. So clean your desk off early and then play the rest of the day, or meditate the rest of the day, or do something much more quiet the rest of the day. We are left, by the way, with a sextile to Pluto. The moon will sextile Pluto. It's its last hurrah, if you will, before it goes into the void, which it's void until 2:03 in the morning, my time, Saturday, 5:03 a.m. your time on the East Coast. So we have a long process of being able to look deeper, to see sort of the, it's almost like having transparency, right? If you could look in a microscope, oh, I know, I had this perfect thing that I was thinking about. As this is actually relating to the full moon, but maybe you got to take this out and dust it off early. Take out your crystal ball, right? Take out your crystal ball. And can you use the energy of the moon turning void, of course, and then ultimately the energy of the full moon as a crystal ball and see into the future? Why do I say that? I say that because there are the moon, as it begins to move closer into Sagittarius energy, where the full moon will be in Sagittarius on Monday, it's going to be very much on top of the galactic center. The galactic center, the source of a lot of energy that comes into the planet, right? When we pick up transmissions, or when we pick up the energy of new ideas or inspiring things, it's usually been out there in the field, kind of being, you know, rained on this planet via the galactic center. So if we could look into our crystal ball over this weekend, what would we see for ourselves in the future? That's what we could be starting to move in toward thinking about. It's really powerful on the full moon day, which is Monday. But why not start thinking about it Saturday and Sunday, right? If you look down the line, now, of course, the future's never set because there's no life in it yet, right? The only thing we have for sure is right here in this moment. But standing here in this moment, if you look down the road, what would you want to see? How would you want to be? Who would you want to be? Who do you want to be with? What would you like to be doing? Where would you like to be living? You know, take all the who, what, where, when, why, and how, and start applying them to your life, right? Because right now you have this, you know, antenna up. We're super open, right, to being able to bring in new information or to see direction where we've been directionless, perhaps, or feeling directionless in the past. Patricia says, transcending energy today. I booked my flight to where I am moving to. Moving being yesterday's energy. Awesome. I love it. Ashley, I am packing as I listen. It never ceases to amaze me how synchronicity works. It is. This is like a magical world that we live in. I'm convinced, right? It doesn't take much to convince me, which, by the way, I have this book. I'm going to show it to you. It's a very big book. The Secret Language of Destiny, the Complete Personality Guide of Finding Your Life Purpose. And it's the Secret Language of Birthdays, also by Gary Goldschneider and Joost Elfers. Look how thick this mama is. It's very thick. And in this book, you find your birthday, and it tells you the week that you were born in and other, you know, and a lot of information about who you are based on the week of your birthday. And I was literally born in the week of magic. It makes so much sense for me, right? I just love that. Born in the week of magic. My birthday is next week. So we are moving right now into the week of magic. So why not tap in to that source of the magic in our world, right? So tap in, turn on your receptors and, you know, become the antenna for what is, you know, moving into us from that galactic center. And a part of that starts tomorrow. And for sure, you want to have that tuned in and dialed in on Monday, early morning. If you're on the West Coast, it's like 1:30 in the morning. So dial in before you go to work you go to bed and find out what you want, you know, down the line for the future. What do you see in the crystal ball of your life as it relates to all of those questions that we just said? Is it possible to be more aligned with my personal lunar cycle, rather than the moon cycle in the sky? Oh, yes. We've talked about that here in the mornings before, Irina. I think it was possibly before you started listening to us. Everybody has, wherever the moon sits in your personal chart, is when your personal new moon cycle begins. You could also look at a cycle that begins when the moon touches on your natal sun. So you have like, we have these ups and downs in our cycle in the chart of your birth. So find where your moon is. Wherever that moon is where, when the moon transits past that sign, you know that you're coming, you're either in the balsamic phase and your energy is slowing down or becoming, you know, a little more low. And then you hit your new moon piece or the moon hits the degree it was when you were born and your cycle begins to build again. So yes, definitely you can chart that in your personal chart. You just have to know your chart. And that's why it's important to get readings. That's why it's important to have copies of your charts, bring them with you to the morning show. Because we use that information can be like today, I'm going to tell you something that's going to be important that you need your chart for. And if you don't have your chart today, don't worry about running and trying to get it right now. Just jot this information down when I get to it. And I'll tell you when I get to it so that you can look at your own chart and see how this might affect you. All right. So, and if Irina, you have your chart in front of you right now, tell me what degree your moon is at, and then that'll help tell you when I can help you figure out when your cycle begins again. So let's look at Sunday. Oh, wait, I forgot. Saturday, Venus and the moon will be in an opposition. I really like this weekend's energy, even though it's a bit crazy. There's a lot that can potentially create some triggers for everybody, but not to the point, you know, not like it is sometimes, like when the moon is in Capricorn right now, we could be really triggered, right? This weekend, the moon is in Sagittarius, and it means that we are more outgoing, we're more optimistic, we see things a little bit differently. And of course, the energy across the Gemini Sagittarius axis brings us more into, you know, social contact with one another. We're more sociable, right? We're working with one another, or we're socializing with one another. And it's Father's Day on Sunday. So likely people are going to be gathering with their families and having barbecues maybe, or whatever, you know, your family does as a get together. And that particular day is a busy day astrologically, but not a bad day astrologically, if that makes sense to you. So let's break this one down a bit. It's a busy day, not necessarily because of the moon, although the moon will conjunct Jupiter on Father's Day. I want you guys to go outside at night and I want you to look out at that would be the southeastern sky, because the full moon or the nearly full moon is going to be rising with Jupiter, and you're going to get to see these two very close together. In fact, I'm wondering how much, well, they're both so bright, right? That it might be hard to see, but if you see a very bright jewel in the sky next to the very bright moon, that's Jupiter. And that you're visually connecting to what I'm saying here is the moon in Sagittarius conjunct Jupiter in Sagittarius on Sunday. So make sure you look at it. It'll be a couple of days that you're able to see that. And depending on where you live, you know, and what time moon rises, make an effort to go outside and visualize, you know, connect your eyes to this. It's like a visual feast, right? So the moon conjunct Jupiter restores optimism. It makes us feel good. We are connected to the all that is, the bigger, wider world. This is going to be virtually so close to the galactic center at this point in time. We're already pulling in ideas. We're already connecting to that super consciousness. Hold on to that word. Put that one in your pocket, because that's a word we're going to come back to here when we transition over to the human design energy for the weekend and for the week. So the moon is also in a square to Neptune on the weekend. Sunday in specific, not a bad day. That triggers our compassion. That triggers our spirit. It triggers our intuition, our inner knowing. So not bad connections at all for the moon on Sunday. And also Mercury trines Neptune on Sunday. Mercury begins to take up the place where Mars had been, right? We've been dealing with Mars trine Neptune and Mars opposition Saturn, and then we'll deal with Mars opposing Pluto. Well, now we're going to have a Mercury Mars conjunction next week. So that means Mercury is now beginning to hold the places that Mars just vacated. So now we have mind and speech coming into the spiritual realm, right? Maybe you're able to channel some messages for yourself that you haven't been able to do that before. Or maybe for other people, you might find that your healing abilities are like right on, right? Or the things that you're saying to people are inspired from spirit or from, you know, some other place, intuitively connecting to this energy. Jupiter squaring Neptune that day. And I'm going to take that one up in a minute. Mercury also opposing Saturn. So all of the things that we talked about with Mars is also now going to be true with Mercury, only it's now going on in our minds and in our voices. How are we sharing what we know to be true about ourselves? And how are we thinking about it? And, you know, don't forget the part about what are you saying to yourself, right? How do you talk to yourself every day? When you're triggered by something in your outer world, how do you treat yourself? That's an important piece about this whole thing, you know, because you're your biggest advocate or you're your biggest backstabber. So which is it going to be, right? Which is it going to be? You're going to get to choose that. And I hope everybody chooses to be their own best advocate, right? You're really conditioned to be self-loving. Remember in human design, the diamond right there in the middle, right? I'll show you right here, right? The G center. The identity center, the soul center, this is the center for love. I showed you that new template this week where love is the center of our being here, right? So how are you being loving? Self-love is one of the gates. Self-love, love of humanity, love of spirit, and love of the physical body, being here grounded in the physical. So are you being loving to yourself? Are you being your own best lover? If you're not, then how can anybody in the outer world love you as much, right? So you got to think about these things. All right, remember back in January, you got to put your time machine on and go back in time to January. It was exact on January 13th when Jupiter and Neptune first came into a square. At that time, I told you it was going to be 3 direct hits this year. The first one was in January. The second one is on Sunday. And Jupiter squaring Neptune was about removing toxins from our environment. Remember, toxic people, toxins, actually, you know, living in a cleaner environment. What are you putting into your body? What are you ingesting from the outer world through media or through, you know, people who watch a lot of television or the news? And, you know, that toxic effect that perhaps all of that information, that negative information can have on you. So here we're coming to another opportunity now with Jupiter retrograde to reevaluate where are we in terms of cleaning up our environment, our inner environment in this case. And there's also this eyes wide open, right? Keeping your eyes wide open. On the lookout for what's your truth, you know, keeping your own counsel. I like that we are in, you know, that we're a collective and that we can share information with one another. But ultimately, when it comes right down to it, unless you're a reflector or a self-reflection type of projector, you're really here to keep your own counsel. And even they're meant to make decisions that are right for them by looking at the reflection of the people around them. What are they showing them? So we're being spiritually inspired to keep our own counsel, to look within for our truths, right? Not to look outside of us necessarily. We can use the outside world maybe as a way to compare and contrast where we feel we are in the grand scheme of our lives. But ultimately, when it comes right down to it, you're your own authority. And so everything that you do should come from within you. And that this kind of a transit can sometimes find us in a situation of having listened to somebody else's truth and made it our own. And now we have this opportunity to course correct, right? Look back within. What is your real truth? Did you come up and live in somebody else's truth? And if so, get your eyes wide open and move through that, right? Release yourself from that. The planet Jupiter is at gate 26 in your chart, in your human design, which is on the will center, the ego center, the heart center. It's right here. You can even tell by this black line that there's a planet sitting there. The planet sitting there is Jupiter. It is bringing us to integrity. For those of you who've watched the show for a while, you know that my definition of integrity comes from the dictionary, where it is related to the word integument, and integument being your skin, and it's being in your own skin, which to me is about being, you know, and living your truth, right? Being true to you, being true to you. So Jupiter calling us to be true to ourselves. Neptune in this is at gate 22, which is an emotional gate. I'll show you that one. It's right over here. And it is connecting us to super consciousness. There we go. We get to see that word again, super consciousness, the entire channel here of being able to connect to the cosmos, right? To being able to connect to the cosmos is right there in our grasp this week. And for the week, right, the entire week from now through June 19th, right, almost up until the solstice point. So it bears repeating, stay true to you so that you can be the open vessel to receive the information that's coming in. What does the universe want you to know, right? What does the universe want you to know? Good questions, right? Okay, let's take a look here. Irina, I hope I can see them. We hardly have night darkness these days. If that's because you're in a city, you know, filled with lights, try to get out to the countryside, get out to the ocean or a lake or someplace, you know, away from the lights to see. Although those two are so bright that I don't know that you could miss them. Irina says her moon is at 3 Pisces and sun at 13 Sag. I feel that when the moon moves from Sag to Pisces, I don't have any energy at all. So what happens for you as the moon begins its last hurrah through Aquarius and into the early degrees of Pisces, you like 0, 1, and 2 degrees of Pisces, you're in the waning phase of your personal moon. So your energy level has fallen, right? In the balsamic moon or the dark of the moon, we're at our most internal point. So it's not that you've done too much or that, you know, you don't have the energy anymore, but it's just shifted to an internal focus. So it's very much like, and most of us are women that listen here. So it's very much like the woman in the last throes of giving birth, where that internal focus is so powerful. You can almost look in her face and you see she's not there. She's focused somewhere else on the timing of what is going on with her body and the need to be able to remove, get this baby out and give birth, right? And so your focus is more internalized at that point and ready for your personal new moon, which would be that birthing point in your chart. And then the energy begins to pick back up for you. So Pisces being the point, 3 Pisces being the point at which that shifts. So the last degrees of Aquarius and the first few degrees of Pisces would be the point in which your energy lags or flags some. Then later, when the moon transits across Sagittarius, which it's, you know, getting ready to do this weekend, you should be receiving a bit of a bump up in your energy as, you know, you gain more optimism, more light in that moon. I hope that makes sense for you, Irina. Ashley, I have been using my progressed chart. Will that work for what you're talking about? So depending on how you've set up the progressed chart, if you've done that in a bi-wheel sort of way, so let me see. I don't have a sample of a bi-wheel. Oh, do I? Yes. Well, I'm going to use this as a sample. If you use a bi-wheel, then on the outer ring, you're seeing your progressions, but on the inner ring, you'll see your natal chart. So in that respect, you could. But if you drew up just a progressed chart, then that's just where the planets are advanced, you know, up to this particular day of or age that you are. So it would be difficult to see, almost impossible to see. That's why when I draw those kind of charts, I usually keep the natal in the middle so that I can compare the progressed to the natal. So if you've done that, yes, you should be able to see it. She says her natal moon is in Taurus, but progressed moon is in Leo today. So the progressed moon just shows you the advancing emotional connection, the advancement of your soul. But even a progressed moon in Leo takes a back seat to your natal moon in Taurus, right? It's just adding flavor. It's just adding a dimension, a facet to the overall moon in your chart. I hope that helps everybody. Okay. I live in the north in the countryside, but we have white nights. So moon is very pale. White night. So you must live much, you must live further north than I do. Where do you live, Irina? Like the further you get toward the Arctic at this point, the brighter your sky is at night. And it is like that here as well for me, but that is in the northwest and these bodies are more in the southeast. So there hopefully is more darkness there in the southeast so that you can see a little more about the sky. And like I said, those two are pretty bright. You might not be able to miss them. She's been tracking her. Okay, good, 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 good. And good. Keep your natal as your point of reference. You never lose your natal. It's always there. So I'm glad that you've gotten that far, that you've done that. Okay. So now let's shift a little bit to the full moon. What are we doing on time? Good, good. We're doing time wise. Very good today. So the full moon, Monday morning, 1:31 a.m. Pacific time, 4:31 a.m. East Coast time. It occurs at 25 degrees of Sagittarius Gemini, meaning the sun is over here at 25 Gemini, while the moon is over here at 25 Sagittarius. So they're forming an axis with the sun and the moon in opposition, right? In opposite points of the sky. That is a culmination point. It brings light to whatever it is. It brings awareness to whatever it is. And then we get to choose what we do, whether we bring something into completion, whether something is revealed to us, an aha sort of moment, or whether we're letting go and releasing something out of our lives in order to more fully prepare for the new that comes with the next new moon. So I told you, if you had your chart, I want you to look at where 22 degrees to 30 degrees of any sign, especially Gemini, Pisces, Virgo, or Sagittarius is in your chart. And this is new. So don't get frustrated if you don't know what I'm talking about. This is a new concept that I'm sort of bringing to you guys here. Because when there's an event, an astrological event, any of them, any of these we could choose as an astrological event, Mars opposing Saturn, etc. You can look to the degree that that is occurring in the chart, and wherever that span of degrees is in your own personal chart is what area of your life is likely affected. So let me see if I can give you an example here from my own chart. I got to remember my own chart to help you with this. So the full moon is occurring at 25 degrees. So wherever 20, and you're giving yourself a little bit on each side of the 25 degrees, right? About 3 degrees on each side is the typical that we use for what we call an orb, how big of a space is affected by the event. And in this case, we're giving about a 6 degree, 7 degree, that's an actual 8 degree span. So we're going 4 degrees each side. And in my particular chart, 22 to 30 degrees of Sagittarius falls in my sixth house of work, service, and health. And that's where the moon would be placed, right? So I'm going to be watchful about my work environment, what I'm doing in my environment. I'm going to do things that support my health this weekend leading into that full moon, right? I'm going to be good. I am not going to go out and do weird stuff this weekend to my body, because that's probably not going to be supported. And at the opposite side is the moon in my 12th, or the sun, excuse me, in my 12th house, the hidden, right? The unconscious motivations. And if in that span of degrees sits my natal sun and my natal Mercury. So I will be very watchful for what is happening for me personally in the 12th house and the 6th house. Whatever house it happens to be working through in your own chart is where you're watching for completion, revelation, or for some kind of release. I hope that makes sense to people. Again, don't get upset if you're not quite clear on what I'm talking about. We will get back to this again, but find the 22 to 30 degree spans in your chart. You could even look on this grid. See this grid here? Right here. In this particular one, it's showing me where the planets are at this moment. In your natal chart, though, it's going to have where the planets are in this moment, as well as your natal ones. So go down the column that says natal and look for anything sitting at 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, or zero, or, you know, 29 is the 30th degree, right? That if you have planets sitting at that point in any one of the signs, now look to this chart, find out what house that relates to. I know this is getting a little bit deep, but you guys can do this, right? You can do this for yourselves. You've been listening to me long enough that you can probably do some of this on your own. And if you need help, then you know you can always reach out. But let's just say, like in this chart, this is the chart of today. So we'll just pretend today is a person. Then the sign of Gemini is over here in the 12th house, right? So here's the 26th. This is like 22nd degree right now, but let's just pretend that number is 25. You can't see it anyway, hopefully, but let's just pretend it says 25 degrees. This person's sun is sitting in the band that will host the full moon, which means this person's birthday it would be similar, right? This is a today chart. So it's today's birthday. And the opposite would also be in the sixth house here, right? Of health and service and the work environment. So there you can see, you know, visually. Let's see if there are other planets at that 22 to 27th degree. Well, yes, I see Pluto's also at that degree in this chart. If this was a person who was born with Pluto at 22 degrees of any sign, it's going to feed into this full moon. And unfortunately, this would feed in as an inconjunct. So they would be required to do some kind of adjustment in their life, right, through this full moon. What else would be? Of course, we already know we've got a bunch of things sitting there in Capricorn for that person. It would be sort of anybody born today at some point in the world, in their life, when things come to those degrees, they're going to have a lot of restructuring that goes on in their lives. But they'll have the tools to deal with that as well. So, okay, Colleen says, makes sense. Good, good. She has Saturn retrograde and moon in Pisces in those degrees. So your emotions are in that span. And did you say Saturn's retrograde in Pisces for you? Is that true? It could be. I think it is. And so you have a lot of restructuring going on in your spiritual world, right? That's what this, what part of your practice, your spiritual practice, maybe are you needing to release, or what are you needing to open up more space for, you know, maybe in your physical world, you have to let go of something to make room for more spiritual work. Lots can be happening there for you in that case. In the eighth house, it's a house of transformation, sex, death, and rebirth, right? Maybe you need more sex in your life. Maybe the whole of this transformation is about opening up more space for you to do the things that you really love to do, to be who you really want to be. Ashley, I think this full moon is set to be kind of a doozy for me. My ascendant is at the galactic center, 26 degrees. Whoa. Yes, indeed. Not a doozy as in a bad one either. If I were you, what I would do right now, and even though we don't usually think of setting intentions at the full moon, we can set intentions at any time. How do you want to experience this full moon? Do you want to say to the universe, I'm open to receive wisdom from the cosmos, right? Because sometimes, you know, the crown here, we can shut the crown down, right? We can say, we can behave in a way that tells the universe, no, I'm not really open to that right now. Don't bother me. Right? And the universe honors that, but it will also honor your intention, Irina, to be open, or Ashley, to be open, whoever said that, it was Ashley, who to be open to receiving from super consciousness, consciousness that is, you could say above us, but is the greater consciousness, the collective consciousness, and open up and allow it in if you set that intention. And then you might, oh, by the way, just say, and please make it clear so I understand, right? You can ask these things of the cosmic energies. Make it clear so I get it. I want to understand more about who I am. I want to know more about who I am, however you want to word that for yourself. You guys can all do this. Okay. Irina says the full moon conjunct natal Mars in the first house. Whoa, I suppose that means huge changes on a personal front. Yeah. You know what that one makes me think of is what masks have you been wearing, right? What masks are you wearing that you might want to tear away, right? Where have you been hiding your true self and who have you been hiding it from? Take a look at that, right? Are you living in self-acceptance? Are you living in the fullness of the I am, right? I am, right? Not I be, I do. I mean, it is I am. So think about that one for you. Ashley says, Moon 23 degrees Taurus, Venus 21 degrees Scorpio, MC 21 degrees Libra. I'm not sure if you're talking about your progressed or if that's your birth chart, but there's a lot of interesting things. 21 and 21 are a little outside of that, so they're going to get hit before the full moon, but 23 degrees with your moon in Taurus is also giving you an opportunity to align with your values, right? What is it that you really want to be? If you're saying that you, this is a good one. Let's say that you are saying that you want to be whole and healthy and live in an environment of health, but then you go to the grocery store and the foods you buy are the prepackaged, and I'm not saying you do this, are, you know, the prepped foods that, you know, have all of the ingredients in it that we don't need, then you're not, there's a mismatch in your values. So this is about you aligning then with your values and letting go of whatever it is that doesn't align with that. So Colleen says, wow, I'm going to be reading tarot cards next week for pay. Woohoo! Raise the roof. I love it. That's awesome for you. I love it. Ashley says, all my natal fifth and 11th house. So hopes, dreams, love, romance. What do I want? Living from joy, living from creativity. Yay. That's the best set of houses, I think, for that. But for some people, it's hard for them to connect with that because some conditioning says, but work should be drudgery, right? Work isn't work if you're having fun. That's an old belief, right? That's outmoded. Let that one go and lean into the, I desire, I have love. I'm creative. Live from that place. Okay. Now, yes, you do, Irina. That's the best way for me to look at this. I feel sort of half blind because I can sort of picture your chart, but it's hard, you know, bits and pieces of information. We can do the best we can with that. All right. So where do I want to go? Oh, human design, super consciousness. So for the next week, starting today, the sun has moved to the gate 12. Let me show you. The gate 12 sits up here on the throat center. And if you have an open throat, you suddenly now have a defined throat. Remember, all week long, we've been reflectors. Well, now we are emotional manifestors, right? Because the connection is from the solar plexus, a motor up to the throat center, which is the very definition of being a manifestor when you have a motor to throat. And so we are taking on emotional manifesting capabilities this week. So we need to be careful that we're not just acting on that impulse that may come in from super consciousness without waiting through and getting clarity on what that means for us, right? So just because you have this brilliant idea, aha, wake up, do that, isn't right in the cards unless you're actually a manifestor. But even if you are a manifestor and emotionally defined, you still have to wade through your emotional wave. You've got to get clear on how does this really feel? Right? Does this really feel good? Does this feel good when I'm in the low part of my wave, when I'm at the lower part of my day? And some people's waves are faster, right? This is a slower wave, right? The 12 to the 22 is a wave that's much slower than it is fast. It's a slow rise to the top and then a coming back down to the low. So it may take consequently more time to discern learn that word, what is correct for you to take action on? Because I feel like with the gate, with the earth at gate 11, right here, gate 11, it isn't just one idea. It could be a bucket full of ideas. We're suddenly all inspired to act on all of these different ideas. So you're going to want to be careful about which ones are really true for me, which ones are for me to take action on in the now versus ones that are put, you know, on a notepad for things to do later. Because if you attempt to fall into the trap here, you're going to be spaghetti throwing, right? You're going to be starting a lot of things. That's what manifestors do, but they're meant to do that, right? This is just for the moment that these ideas are peppering down to us. What are we going to act on? And it comes with a time, right? You're not going to do an instantaneous decision. You're going to wait for clarity. And does it make sense for me to take this as my next step? Okay. I hope that helps everybody. Chanel, good morning. I'm definitely going to have to replay today's recording. So much good information. There is so much to learn, right? And I do my best to break this into pieces for you all, because I know sometimes I'm talking about things that may or may not make any sense. Some of you have been with me for the 2 years almost that I've been doing this. And so you this has been building up for you. Others of you are relatively new. And so I recognize that some of these concepts are new for you. So stick with it, right? Stick with it. And, you know, you'll get there too with some of us, with the rest of us. So for the week, then, we are emotional manifestors. We are tuned in to super consciousness. This is a gate on the human design that channels frequently. This is where the sun is in my chart. And I've noticed this just in the recent last few years where I'm talking and I don't remember what I've said. Not that it's not the words that I said, but I don't even remember bringing up what I might've brought up. And in those cases, I realize now what I've done is just channeled in whatever it was from spirit, cosmos, source that the other person needed to hear. So in the context of a reading, it's what I do. And sometimes I don't even know. Later, someone will say to me, remember when you said, and I'll be like, well, if I said that, that's pretty profound, but I don't remember saying that because in my conscious mind, it's not there. But when I start talking, it comes out. We are all that way this week, right? Everybody has access to that this week. So be prepared with your little journal, right? This is a great week. Have your journal, have your recording device so that you can record those ideas and things that come up. It may not be things that you use right away, but you want them. Right? You want them. Later next week, we're going to be talking about Neptune turning retrograde. When Neptune turns retrograde, it's a much more intuitive time for us. So we're going to all want to have our journals and our telephones or something, you know, to record our thoughts, because we're getting triggered for more and more of that inner knowing channeling into us from that space called the Akasha, perhaps, or the cosmic center, the galactic center, whatever you want to call it. So that is our human design coming up for the week. We also have, I wanted to show you this. You know, I like looking at patterns in charts. And can you guys see, there's this really beautiful kite, you know, with this is the tail of the kite, and up here's the head of the kite. And it also has this opposition in it. This is called, what do they call this? I think they call this a bow. God, it's totally left my mind, but it's this like stretching of ourselves from heaven to earth, right? The stretching of ourselves from heaven to earth and the widening of our heart centers, right? So if you can think of it that way, right, we're being stretched this way and we're being stretched this way. So we're in, the process of expansion, both in our embodiment of spirit this way, but also in the embodiment of our heart, being more in our heart centers. So it's not often that we can graphically see this so closely, right? I mean, look at that. To me, that's just like awe-inspiring to even just see that. And these are things when you start pulling charts that you look for. Now, I have a very confusing kind of chart that I pull because I have so many pieces that I want to look at on the chessboard. But literally in your own chart, wherever your chart program is, you can tell it to, you can deselect some of the things that you don't want to see, and you can add some of the things that you do want to see. I like to see it all. And when you see it all, you get to see how profound the aspect patterns can be. I mean, that is, to me, just beautiful. And it's just in effect for today. This is a chart for today. Patricia, yeah, the kite is the stretching, right? And from heaven to earth and the stretching of the heart. You know, you've got the cross arms. Think about what is a kite? It's really the embodiment of a cross, right? A cross, right? Where you're being stretched from head to toe or from heaven to earth and then stretched this way where you're, I mean, just take your arms and do that. What happens is it opens up your chest. It opens up your heart space. So our heart space is being opened as well as our being more embodied spirit on earth. Hopefully that makes sense. Good. All right. So let's do a couple of card readings. First of all, let me check and make sure I shared everything I wanted to share. Let me go back to the full moon real quickly. A time for you to tap into the cosmos, the galactic center where that moon is shining its light very brightly for us to see, to tune into. You can even visualize looking at that full moon and seeing almost to the point where the galactic center is emanating this energy. Right? It's emanating energy. It's the source of emanation of all of the high energy on this planet and through the universe, through the whole of the solar system. So through the whole of the Milky Way, if there are life forms on other planets in this Milky Way galaxy, they are also being bathed in this at this time. So we just can't, you know, tell for sure who they might be and what level they're at. But I think this whole thing right now is about being primed for an evolutionary leap, right? Where are we headed to? And that's why it's important for everybody to tap into your part of that. Let's see. Oh, gosh, more. Okay, Linda reading. I was just getting transitioning over to cards. Linda, Vanita. And I saw one, Alisa, Colleen would like one. And Alisa and Mimi, I would love to do a card reading for you. Animal, good. So thank you for telling me that ahead of time. Alisa, she doesn't specify. Colleen, any deck, I love it. And Vanita and Linda, if you have a specific deck, Mimi, any deck, love it. Okay, so we're going to start with Linda. And Linda, I'm going to pull a wisdom of the Oracle, right? From Colette Baron Reed. And I didn't tell you guys, my husband spilled the beans this morning on what my birthday present is from my kids. I hope my daughters aren't listening. I don't think Heather never listens. She's at work. Jennifer listens sometimes, but I don't think she's listening this morning because today's the kids' last day of school. I'm getting a tattoo for my birthday. They don't know that I know. And I'm getting a dragonfly and a hummingbird. And those are the two. Remember, I said, I just love that when I first got the animal deck, I think the spirit animal deck, that I could only seem to pull the card, the dragonfly. Well, I realized then that the dragonfly was symbolic of gate 55, and that's powerful in my human design chart. And then Richard Rudd started talking about the transition, the evolution from gate 55 to being free, right? Letting go of victimization and becoming free. And it's embodied in the card, the dragonfly. In his book, in the Gene Keys, he talks about the dragonfly. So I'm getting a dragonfly. I just don't know where. I don't know where I want to do it yet. Ooh, Linda, these cards popped out for you. Upside downs. And one is new life and the other is co-create. So co-create was card number 40. Somebody asked me the other day about cheetahs. I think it was you, Jacqueline, if you're still listening. So here's the card with the cheetah on it. And then new life. But both of them were in protection. So let's see what that means for you, Linda. We're going to take the card 40 first. Wow. And they're sequential. 39 and 40. That never happens. So one leads to the other. Maybe I should. Well, nope. That's not how they came out. So I'm going to do it this way. So the first card, 40, is co-create. So the card itself represents creativity, art, inspiration, fruition, and manifestation. Woohoo! And in protection, what it says is, you are trying too hard to create all that you desire without the nurturing vital force of spirit. Perhaps you are in a creative slump, suffering writer's block, facing a monumental task, but unable to decide on your first step. So you just avoid doing anything. Does the word overwhelmed apply to you right now? Why do you think it has all come down to you? Inspiration means the drawing in of the divine, of divine guidance. You must tap into spirit, not simply yourself. Ask spirit for inspiration. Two minds are greater than one, so co-create with your divine partner. Reclaim your partnership with spirit. Inspiration will flow through you as soon as you get out of your own way. All right, Linda. And it's funny because I know that Linda is a Libra, and I can just see how overwhelm can play into then indecision about what to do. So the best thing for you to do, it says in this card then, is to go within, make spirit your partner or the divine your partner, and decide from that point. And then we go to the card 39, which was new life, right? This fairy just waking up. I just love this card. And it was also in protection. So the new life essential meaning is birth of new ideas, growth, opportunities, a breath of fresh air, life renewing itself. And in protection, it says you must acknowledge your inexperience and gently allow yourself to be like the delicate new bud opening. It's okay to admit that you may not know something. You are at the beginning of things and haven't yet hit your stride. Be immersed in the newness of it all and don't try to rush the learning process. New life has its own timetable for maturity. Be here now. Life loves you. So I hope that has meaning for you, Linda. I think it might. I think it just might actually have meaning for you. Okay, Linda, Vanita, you are next, and I am sticking with the wisdom deck. And this is for you, Vanita. The other tattoo I'm going to get is a hummingbird, as you might expect. I mean, my whole website is hummingbirds. Hummingbirds, I feed them. My drum has a hummingbird on it. I have hummingbird paintings. So I'm thinking I'm going to do the dragonfly first, though, if that isn't weird. And then do the hummingbird later. I might do them on my wrists. Then I can see it. If I did it on my shoulders, which I also thought of doing, I wouldn't see it except in the summer when I can wear a tank top. Ah, so for you, Vanita, the word is breathe. Card number 29, which is an 11. And look at this beautiful fairy. She's sitting in repose or sitting in meditation, beautifully connected to spirit and her breath, no doubt. That is pretty. Okay, so breathe, card 29. And right side up. So the essential meaning is patience, waiting, going slowly, wellness, meditation, and trust. Patience in all things is called for right now. What do you need to do when you're in a rush? Slow down, of course. Meditate and trust. Breathe and repeat. Humans cannot exist without drawing breath. Now is the time to allow the life-giving element of air to replenish your body, your being, and your very essence. Stop to smell the roses, breathe in the sunlight, and release the darkness, and miracles will appear. I also feel like I need to read to you the prosperity message here. And it says, you have worked long and hard. Your dreams are coming to fruition and you want to hurry things along. You are the slow one moving languidly, yet still progressing right now in a rhythm dictated by your authentic nature, the essence of your dream, and the will of the universe. Slow and steady wins the race. You will indeed win if you relax, stay the course, trust your intuition, and breathe. All right, Vanita, I hope that's meaningful for you. And Colleen, Colleen wanted any deck, right, Colleen? Jacqueline, oh my Lord, we are already at 9 o'clock. Colleen, I don't remember what you wanted. Let me go back here. Any deck. Okay. So Colleen, this one is for you. Again, using the wisdom of the oracle, and we'll see what comes up here. I knew this morning's show was going to be a little bit overtime. Sorry. Ooh, blessed. Oh, you have two. You have a twofer. You have the card 22 blessed, and all that glitters upside down though, card number 16. So let's look at these, right? Blessed and all that glitters. So let's take a look at this blessed card first. 22, which is a power number. Gotta love that. A master number, meaning building. The blessed card's essential meaning says something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, grace that is unforeseen, and a gift from spirit. The message there is there are moments in life when out of the blue, it seems that everything has been orchestrated by divine intervention. You feel blessed in ways that are difficult to express. It's as if the Red Sea parts in front of you and events come together to banish your troubles easily and naturally. You know deep down you did not deserve any of it, and yet here you are. This is one of those times. Let awe and gratitude for all your blessings guide you now. Gotta love that one. And then all that glitters was in protection, but that also looks really good. You know what these two cards remind me of, Colleen, is the Jupiter square Neptune, where we're saying, keep your own counsel, right? Don't necessarily believe everything, you know, that happens is the truth for you until you run it through your own wisdom. All that glitters is the essential meaning of the card is a need to see beyond the superficial, the desire to don a mask or dress something up to disguise its true nature, trying to be something you're not, chasing after every sparkly new thing, or being mercurial. That's my life, being mercurial. Protection message, because remember the card was upside down. It says, this is a signal to walk away from what you're contemplating. There is a thin veneer of glitter and sparkle that masks something rotten underneath. Pursuing it will only bring about a difficult situation you will be sorry you got yourself into. Stay away. Isn't it wonderful how spirit protects you? Better things await. Wow. So you're blessed, but you're also blessed to be able to see through something and let go of it because it isn't correct for you. All right. Elisa, what deck did you want, my friend? Linda says, I'm impressed. I've been wanting a tattoo, but she's been afraid to take the step. Oh, God. I'm still nervous about it. I can't even imagine what my two older sisters are going to say to me, or all my older siblings. They're going to be like, what are you doing? They're going to think I'm having like some kind of crisis in my life and I need a tattoo. Nope, it's not that. I just want decoration. Reminders. Okay, so Colleen, Elisa, I'm going to use the wisdom deck for you because I don't see what deck you actually wanted. And then after that, I'm going to do Mimi's animal deck. Colleen's, why can't I find what I want? I love hummingbirds. She says they follow me everywhere. I had one buzzing in my ear the other day and I sat stock still because I wanted it to, I thought it was going to my fountain. I have a red fountain that is supposed to attract hummingbirds, obviously. And I wanted to watch it take a bath. I know that sounds like I'm a voyeur, but okay. This card jumped out for you, Elisa. It is card number one. Wow. The card Yawn. New beginnings is what I kind of think that one might mean. So let's look at that card. We don't get that one very often. Its essential meaning is the masculine principle of movement and creative activity, the power to make things happen, taking action. And the message is, yang represents the power of action, the energies that propel the world forward, and manifesting thought and desire into concrete form. Now is the perfect time to act, for you can easily build momentum and make headway. What you want will come to fruition if you proceed confidently. This card signifies new life and is a sure sign that obstacles have been overcome. There is no reason to hesitate. You are the shaper of your destiny now. Wow. Maybe that's what the hummingbirds are following you to do, right? They want you to do that. All right, Mimi. We're going to do your spirit animal card. This deck is just so beautiful. I love all of her decks, don't get me wrong, but this one just is gorgeous. All right, so Mimi, we're going to... I can barely get my hand around all these cards. This deck is huge. Ooh. Spider spirit, make your dreams real. The light is sitting on that. What number? 56, which is also an 11. You're welcome, Elisa. So spider spirit. Actually, you know, as spiders go, isn't that a pretty one? I know sometimes spiders give people the willies. You know, that's just a primal instinct, right? From those that might harm you. But typically, it's not like they're aggressively going after you, right? They're usually just wandering through your space. Wow, this must be the last card in the deck. Well, that would be because I'm using the wrong book. Now we can get to Spider. Okay, so Spider. Make your dreams real. So the message, and it was upside or right side up. So the message is, weaving your dreams into the fabric of life begins with a single thread of intention. And then spirit joins you as your co-weaving partner. Take but a single step to make your dreams a reality, and spirit will take 10 toward you. For the universe is designed to support your dream weaving. Spider spirit arrives when you need reminding of the awesome power of co-creation with spirit. Ideas and resources will begin to appear as if by magic as you begin to bring your dreams from the realm of intention into the world of the senses where they take form. The action you need to take is to be clear about your intentions and then act as if you have become the one that lives the life you desire. The web of creation has an uncanny way of coming together to weave the beautiful patterns you set in motion. Another message of spider spirit is about any creative project you may be considering, writing, painting, music, journaling, gardening, etc. Now is the time when inspiration wants to be channeled through you as something creative, even artistic and tangible. Creative projects are successful now. If you are so inclined, let yourself be open to abundance. That is such a great card. Mimi, I'm so excited for you. All right. So that was our last card reading there. Jacqueline said she would love an animal card. I'm going to go ahead and do one for her. And because I can. And anybody else? I thought I saw someone else that said they wanted a card. They chimed in late. Tom. Hi, Tom. Masculine energy. Finally, we have some masculine out there. Yes, we're still on. You'll have to rewind. Yes, because we covered so much territory today. Okay, so Jacqueline, this is for you, sweetie. I swear to God, I've lost my mind, people. Here we go. Jacqueline, I'm going to just laugh if I come up with the Jaguar card or something like that for you because of your question last week about the cheetah. Mimi says, perfect, as I've been thinking about intention once again and playing with felting. Ooh, fun. You know, and that's a perfect card for you as an artiste, right? So what are you thinking of creating? Oh my gosh, look what I pulled for you, Miss Jacqueline. Jacqueline, I know you can't see, so I'm going to tell you, it's the hummingbird. It says, be here now. the hummingbird. Now, this is not the hummingbird symbol that I want on my arm. No, but I like this hummingbird, but I have a different hummingbird in mind. So let's read hummingbird for you out of the correct book. That is card 34, which is a 7. That implies some spirit going on here. And it says, and it was right side up, by the way. So hummingbird says, be here now. The message, the hummingbird's wings beat so swiftly, it can hover in seeming stillness as it drinks deeply from a flower. Hummingbird spirit comes to remind you that the beauty and sweetness of life is in the eternal now, the timeless present. Here and now, you are becoming the person you wish to be, to have the experiences you wish to have. Focus your energy on the flower before you, for what you desire is being provided. Yes, there are blossoms everywhere. The choices can be dazzling. Hummingbird spirit's message is that you have no need to go about in search of something better, for all that you require and desire is before you. You will know this as you become still, feeling your connection to spirit who loves you unconditionally and will always provide for you. That's a really cool card for you, Jacqueline. I like that one. And Ashley, which deck for you, my friend? When people ask me why about the when I'm old, I'm already old. So, you know, what's it going to do? Like, it can't, I think this is a great time to get it. It can't sag too much further. That's funny. Okay, Ashley, I'm going to pull an animal card for you since I have that deck. And Tom, did you ask for a card? Yep. How about a card? Yes, we'll do a card for him too. I don't care how late I'm on air. I don't have any appointments later to. No, I don't. I don't have any appointments today. Thank goodness. Oh gosh. Ashley, you get the sandpiper. I don't think we've ever gotten this one. Sandpiper says, be playful. Be playful. Card number 51, which is 6. Sandpiper 51. I think that's a good card for all of us, right? So for you, Ashley, sandpipers are like cute little clowns poking their beaks into the sand before darting off to chase the waves. The appearance of sandpiper spirit is a sign that now is a time to engage your playfulness. Whatever tasks you have before you, perform them with a lightness of being. Explore the familiar, discovering the new and the old. Who knows what treasures await you when you let yourself laugh and have fun. Sandpiper spirit's happy and curious nature can help you to feel rejuvenated as you remember your ability to run and fly and dance playfully. I love it. That's a great one for all of us to have for the weekend, right? Go play. Let's see here. Chanel, I'll do it. I'll do it. Tom, I'll do yours next. Chanel, what deck would you like? Animal, Tom, which deck would you like? Animal or wisdom? Tell me really quickly, if you guys can. Ta-da! Dealer's choice. I love it. I'm going to be 58 next week. So I don't feel 58, but that number scares me a bit because it's really close to getting to be my second Saturn return. That part, more than anything, gets to me, not necessarily the number. All right, Tom wants animal. Chanel says any deck. Okay, Tom, here we go. I'm going to bring you out an animal card and see what you get. Tom had a birthday last week or on the 3rd. So was that last week? Yep, that was last week. Holy cow. My fellow Gemini. Oh, Tom, the deck wants to be really messed up here for you. All right, you get lizard spirit. But it's upside down and lizard, which means it's just in protection. So if we turn them around, you can see lizard and it says dream the world into being. Also an 11, number 38 is an 11. Three of you this morning have had numbers in your cards that add up to 11. So a lot of illumination going on here this morning, a lot of bringing in the light. And 38 is lizard. Okay, so protection for a lizard, which says dream the world into being. Have you been allowing your imagination to run amok and dream up a nightmare that seems to have come true? Fear not, for whatever dreaming you did in the past can change today as you dream anew. Wake up from the perception that everything is wrong. Lizard Spirit asks you to open your eyes and consciously dream a better dream. What would it look like to already have what you desire and be the one you wish to be? How might it feel to work toward co-creating this new dream as when moths... Hold on. How might it feel to work toward co-creating this new dream as a reality in the world of the senses, drawing it out of the world of dreams and building it into the world of form? Trust in your ability to dream anew. Honor it today. Wow. I like that. Lizard Spirit. Okay. And last but not least was Chanel. Cool. That's my Hawaiian totem. Wow. Time to lie in the sun. The sun seems to have dashed away from us today here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know about you, Tom, but it was hot earlier in the week. And then suddenly this morning, it was like 60 degrees in my house when I got up because I'd left the windows open. Chanel, did you tell me what deck? Chanel says, any deck. I'm going to give you an animal too, Chanel. How's that? I like this animal deck too. Okay. Animals. Speaking of which, the other morning I got up and there were two bucks in my front yard. Actually, they were kind of in my side yard. Young bucks. They were, you know, yearlings. Whoa. This card pulled out Chanel, but I'm not quite sure that's for you. So hold, I'm going to try and see if we need another one for clarification. But these two bucks were stripping the lower leaves off the pear trees outside. I did not know that deer would eat leaves from a tree. And it was really fascinating to watch how they used their bodies, their long necks to reach up and grab leaves. And then also to use their hoofs, jumping up the, some of them, they were kind of like standing and reaching up with their mouths to those higher leaves. It was really fascinating. Okay. So Chanel, there's a couple of interesting cards for you. One was Vulture Spirit, upright side up, and says nothing is wasted. Card number 63, which is a 9. And then Porcupine Spirit came out upside down. And Porcupine says time for beginner mind. And that's a card number 48, which is a 12, which is a 3. So Porcupine was upside down. It's interesting because I was having a conversation about Porcupine with. I don't know who now. If it was one of you guys, remind me who it was. So Vulture Spirit, Vulture's card 63, a 9. It says nothing is wasted. So what seems hideous has its own beauty, and the recycling and repurposing the vulture does is as important as any other activity in nature that supports the cycle of life. Vulture Spirit's message is that nothing is to be wasted, for nature sees value in everything that exists. What seems rotten and ugly has the potential to be transmuted into something beneficial. And you are reminded that any suffering you have experienced has not gone to waste. Wisdom and understanding that arose from the experience are talismans that will serve you on your journey wherever you go. What is decaying is only changing form and will fertilize seeds you wish to plant, turning that which has passed away into the substance that will support new growth. All that you might wish to deny or discard has value and can be repurposed and reintegrated into the new you that you are becoming and the new life that you are dreaming into being. No pain was in vain and no experience was wasted, for you have the power to use it to co-create something far better. This is the miracle in your partnership with spirit. Love it. And Porcupine, upside down, 48. Okay, Porcupine says time for beginner mind. It was in protection though, upside down. So let's see what that says. Protection says, are you feeling prickly and defensive lately and assuming you will be hurt before you have seen any sign that such a reaction is called for? Perhaps an old sense of guilt and shame is causing you to be cynical and wary when you are meant to be open and curious. Self-protection is a good thing, but you may be protecting yourself from something that will not actually harm you, but instead will bring you abundance, happiness, and love. Remember your innocence, and you will see what you have been overlooking. Porcupine quills are filled with air, allowing a porcupine to float in water. I did not know that. Now is the time to let your innocent nature keep you buoyant. Wow. Those actually turned out to be really good cards, Chanel. All right. Well, I hope that helps everybody. She says, how appropriate. And that always makes me feel better when I draw cards like that. So I'm glad that it has meaning for you. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. I will see you Monday morning. We'll already be in the full moon, so we'll talk a little bit about it maybe, but we'll look ahead to what is a highly energetic week next week and be prepared, you know, buckle your seatbelt because it's going to be a wild one. I will see you all then. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. Much love to all of you. Take care.